With so much evil in the world, people need to see the light of God and experience His power. Join us as Kenneth Copeland teaches on what the Bible describes as the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Today, on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's open our Bibles tonight. We're going to look at quite a lot of scripture tonight. And if you get behind a little bit, just make some notes, or you can get the DVD of it later and write these scriptures down. But let's begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 2. First verse. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Let's look at that again. But in demonstration of the Spirit, or of the Holy Spirit, and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect or mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now, I want to read this to you from the Amplified Translation. I want you to get the impact beginning from the seventh verse. But rather, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from human understanding, and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of His presence. Now, I want you to see something here. Notice when this happened, God devised and decreed before the ages. It was God's plan before the foundation of the world, back before anything. I want to impress you tonight just how much this is the perfect will of God. God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification. What do you mean, Brother Paul? To lift us into the glory of His presence. Now, He wants this more than we do. I don't know how He could want it any more than I do, but He does. Because this is His great desire. Amen. Now then, don't you love Bibles that turn off? You know, This just ain't the same. Can't you just imagine years from now and some of my great-great-grandchildren come in and say, I found Papa's iPad. That just don't work for me. Now, you know, if they find this, they're going to say, wonder where Papa got a white highlighter. Well, I only underline the good stuff, so. Now, let me read this very carefully because I want this to really register with you. But rather, what we're setting forth is the wisdom of God once hidden from human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed. Now, once he decrees it, man, it's done. Amen. And decreed before the ages for our glorification to lift us into the glory of his presence. None of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this. For if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Say it. The Lord of glory came to bring us into his glory. Do you remember why the Word of God said God gave Jesus? So that he might bring many sons to glory. Hallelujah. Okay, glory to God. David, you can get this wonderful thing out of my way. But it got the job done anyway. Amen. This one, the battery never has run down in this one. Now then, let me draw your attention to something here again now. Notice he said in verse 4, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Demonstration of the Spirit and power. Now let's go over to the 12th chapter. And I want you to notice well, let's just start with the first verse. Concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith or special faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. All these worketh. In other words, this is the way the Holy Spirit works. one and self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. But now this says, this is these are manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Isn't that what that said? These are manifestations of the Holy Spirit, and involved in these manifestations are manifestations of power. But now, we just read about demonstrations of the Holy. Let's go back. Go back over there. That second chapter. Verse 4, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So what's the demonstration of the Spirit? I mean, here you've got manifestations of the Spirit. Amen. In those manifestations of the Spirit, you see power. But what else is involved here? Demonstrations of the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm glad you asked me that. So, let's go all the way back to Exodus 19. Exodus chapter 19. In verse 4, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Moses came and called for the elders of the people, laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken we'll do. Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Now, I want you to make note of that thick cloud. Now, before we get away from this, there's something else we need to take care of here. Verse 6, you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Now hold your place there, because we're coming back to that place. And let's turn to 1 Peter 2:9. You can reference one of these with the other. Put 1 Peter 2:9 out beside that sixth verse in Exodus 19, and put Exodus 19:6 out beside this verse in 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We're not talking about the United States. We're talking about the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We're a nation. We're a kingdom. Hallelujah. And we're big, big, big. Getting bigger every day. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to really pay attention to that. A peculiar people. Now, this doesn't mean we just all, you know, dress funny. that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, there's several things there you need to mark. In fact, you're going to wind up marking that whole verse before we're done here. But you draw your little circles, your little fingers, or whatever you do around the word light. Into his marvelous light. Now, let's go back to Exodus chapter 33. We get here in this 33rd chapter, man. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to hit verses all along here. We could just camp out. Verse 9. It came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord spoke with Moses. All right, now go to the 40th chapter. Some of you have already caught on that we're seeing demonstrations. You think that wasn't a demonstration? I mean, all of a sudden, you're just standing out there and all of a sudden there's a cloud that not up in the sky, it starts at the ground and goes up and down. Not much bigger than a man. That's a demonstration of something. Yeah. Amen. Now look in the 40th chapter. Exodus chapter 40. And let's read the 34th verse. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. The glory of the Lord. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of congregation because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. And the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire on it by night. Now during the daytime, we have this clouds walking around. But then the sun goes down and now there's fire walking around the neighborhood. Come on. And everybody saw it. Look at your neighbor and say, everybody saw it. Everybody saw it. Not just one or two. Everybody saw it. Now then, let's go over to Leviticus chapter 9. Leviticus 9, verse 4. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings and sacrifice before the Lord, a meat offering mingled with oil. For today the Lord will appear to you. What? Today the Lord will appear unto you. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. All right, now let's look at verse 23. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed, say blessed, blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. Wasn't anybody there that didn't see it. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Everybody saw it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm ahead of myself, but I can't help it. Well, I could, but I don't want to. These things are happening. These things are happening and happening and happening, and they're going to happen more and more and more and more and more. Amen. And more and more and more people are going to see it. Now, the reason it hasn't been happening any more than it has is because nobody's been preaching on it. You have to have faith for these things. But see, Moses preached on it. God told him, go tell the people. He said, he's going to appear to you today. They said, ooh, okay. Oh, but when he did, man, it knocked them to their faces. Now, we've been having manifestation of the glory and really didn't understand a whole lot about what it was for a long time. And it began in our ministry a number of years ago. Actually, the first time it happened to any degree was in Omaha, Nebraska, in the ballroom of the Hilton Hotel, when people began to fall out under the power. That's a manifestation of the glory. And if I had time, I'd take the scripture and prove it to you. But now, there are people that just yield, and there's nothing wrong with that. No, don't misunderstand. I'm not criticizing this. Where you're just ready to receive, and someone lays hands on you, and you just yield yourself, particularly when you know there's somebody back there to catch you. But when that first began, we didn't have any catchers. And that night in Omaha, the platform was nowhere near big as this, and about half, oh, it wasn't over, I don't know whether it was even that high or not, more, yeah, about something like that. And wasn't very, very large. But here they came. And I have just touched on some of these things. Oh, people just jumped, started running at that platform. And as soon as I touched anybody, they didn't just kind of fall. It just knocked them flat of their backs. Amen. And the platform's got, it just piled up with people. And and I walked across the, let me get up here where you can see. I walked across the platform, and there were just people piled up every place some of them were just running up there, and the minute they'd get up there, the power of God was so strong that down they'd go. And so this one fella, I remember, I started over here like this to lay hands on this fella. And so when I got there and laid hands on him, We both, our feet went out. Both of our feet went like this. And he just kind of laid down over there. It's almost that slow. And I was right in front of a pile. That power came on me. And it's just, my feet just straightened out. But while I was in the air, the Lord turned me like that, and I fell in an empty spot. Now that was the most of that kind of glory that I've ever seen in this ministry. And I've seen a lot of people actually, truly, under the power of God. But that was a demonstration that night. Whoa. And the Lord said, it's going to start tonight and it's going to continue. Well, it did and has. And we've seen some unusual manifestations of it over the years now. And we'll talk some more about that as we go.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. This Power of Forgiveness package includes two messages by Kenneth Copeland that are vital for your breakthrough. Jesus revealed how forgiving others is key to living free and enjoying healthy relationships. Brother Copeland shared this powerful truth with his own staff, and now he'd like to sow that message into your life through this CD called The Force of Forgiveness. The second resource in the package is this DVD message, Forgiveness, The Power to Heal.
The same power to wipe out wrong was the same power that heals the physical body.
Live free from the past. Through the Power of Forgiveness package, you can discover how to release forgiveness and let grace restore your relationships. Request this gift at kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 today. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 26th through 27th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Dibos Coliseum in Lima, Peru. June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free radio offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I'm taking this to heart. I'm expecting these things to happen, praise God, because the whole earth will be filled with His glory and all flesh will see it. Hallelujah. And I believe you and I, that generation, hallelujah. But it's not going to happen until we start using our faith.